Let us have a word of prayer one more time. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you for ushering us into another week. We want to appreciate you for the week that ended yesterday. Our going out, our coming in. Lord, our laying our heads where the night comes, how you do come, give rest to our body, renew our strength, wake up the following morning, feel strong to face other responsibilities. Many of us have traveled from one place to the other, some are moved within the town. The prophet said there's no distance too short where the enemy cannot havoc. Whether it is a far distance or short distance, it is your protection that we count upon. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the entire week and the family altars in the week, personal consecration, reading of your word and prayers. We are very grateful. The week is gone and it will never repeat again. Another week is started today. Master, our desire, O God, help us to be more consecrated, to be more dedicated, to be more prayerful. Lord, this week that the week that passed, as men and women, boys and girls that are preparing for the coming of the Lord. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We remember students, we remember workers, we remember businessmen and women, we remember the housewives, we remember the sick one, O God. By the Lord our God, that healed all our diseases. Lord, you brought our lives here. You determined whether it be men or women. Lord, you are responsible for our being here. Until you are true with us, you have assured us nothing can take us out of this place. Thank you, Father. While we are here, we want to live a life of appreciation, a life of thank you all the days of our lives. Whether it's between husband and wife, whether it's between children and parents, whether it's between we and our neighbors, whether it's between co-workers or co-church members. Father, we just want to show your life. We just want to show your character. We just want to show that we are your children, O God. Thank you, Father. We just want to show that we are the very people that you describe when you say, ye are the light of the world, ye are the salt of the earth. He said, a city that is built on top of a hill cannot be hid. Said, do men. Men do not light up candle or hide it under the cupboard or bushes. Or I put it on candlestick to show light for the passerby. Help us, O God. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Thank you for your servant that you have used to lead the sons. We give you all glory and honor to your name. In all the nations of the world, that the bride is gathered around this message of our day. Today, do something new in our lives. It's our prayer. Draw us closer to you. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Refill us with the Holy Ghost. Deliver and set free the oppressed. Set the captives free, O God. Put the devil to shame in every aspect of our lives. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. Can you please be seated? Blessed be his holy name. Somebody was telling me that sometimes policemen used to come into our church to see them. I said, well, they need salvation. Policemen need salvation. Ojiad need salvation. DSS need salvation. Jabai need salvation. Everybody need salvation. Amen. And Jesus made it very clear. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that no man can come to God except through me. So if policemen are here, you are welcome. We will preach the gospel to you that we convert you to be a saint. If soldiers are here, whether you are uniform or not, we welcome you. They follow Brother Abraham. Have you not read it, the message? They follow some of them, we converted. If anything wrong, we are doing anything wrong. According to the law, you have heard us. If it is the gospel we preach, even if you take us to your barracks, and you put AK-49 on our head, before you pull the trigger, we will still preach the gospel to you. We will still let you know, only Jesus can save. Oh, sure. Uniform cannot save. Hello? No matter your position you occupy as a politician, you need salvation. God bless you. Many of them that go to church at the House of Senate, if they were converted, there would be a change. There will be a change. They just enter into that place and become whatever everybody becomes. Christians are not like that. Anywhere you put a Christian, it will act as one. Because God chose them to represent Him. That is why the Bible describes them as a peculiar people, a holy nation, a royal generation. Have you heard those qualities? Bless you. I say, God bless you. We don't care how many kinds of believers are in the church. Me, I want to be a believer, period. I don't know what you want to be. Me, I want to be a believer. Whatever it will take, even if I have to come here, I cry, boo-hoo, I will cry. I want to be a believer. Jesus said, whosoever is ashamed of me. He said, yeah, he'll be ashamed of him on the other side. Me, no, I'm not ashamed of Jesus to say that he saved me. I know the life I was living, and I know what happened to me. Even if you are a thief, worse than, what do you call him? Whatever, let me not call him. Where Jesus catch you, I'm telling you, all your silly habits, they will go. It's because you are not converted. That is why people come to church, listen to someone, you are still stealing. You take people's phone, you break into homes. For what? Can you carry people's house. Where you walk, carry and go. Make carry and go. May God have mercy upon you. Any man that comes to this world, no matter how rich he is, he might be richer than the young rich ruler. With those three qualifications, young, rich, ruler. He might have more qualifications, but if he doesn't have Christ, he just come for nothing. Because the day he closes his eye in death, on the other side, it's a different thing. Remember, what do you call him, man? Lazarus, the rich man. Lazarus was very poor. We are not preaching poverty for salvation, but we are saying that even in the poverty of Lazarus, he still remembered his maker. He was faithful in his poverty. So people say, well, if God cannot bless me, I will serve him. You are blind. You are blind. What type of blessing you want? Somebody told us a story of a man that would allow God to rest. Buy me shoes, buy me shoes, buy me shoes, buy me shoes. One day, he went out, saw a man that the two legs were amputated. He said, God, I don't want shoes again. These two legs, you give me, it's okay for me. May God help us all. Whichever condition you are, for the fact that you are alive, there is hope that along the line, whatever God have ordained to you, we come. You believe that? That's true. What does it take God to bless a man? Just in a jiffy. Have you not seen people selling kpako? Kpako, ditch with stick, build houses, and they are no longer tenants. Kpako. God can bless you if you are honest, are sincere, are truthful, are committed, are surrendered unto Him. Amen. Let me check these papers then before we go into. Some people are still writing steady condolence messages to. Finding out our welfare about the explosion that happened in Ibadan. Sister Kehinde Ayeni Ilorin also is one of them. Brother and Sister James Efion, through Tanarowe Tabernacle, Lagos. Pastor Boyega Johnson, Aye Baju, Ire Ekiti, Pastor Samsi Oyetude, is even outside the country. Sister Obada Re, Brother Tony Obi, Lagos, Brother Andrew Alasta, and Sister Okweyemi Arotiba, and so many others. They are still trying to find out about our welfare. We thank the Lord very much for sparing our lives. As long as He has spared our lives, it's our desire to want to serve Him more. You see, on Wednesday, we sang a happy birthday for somebody, and somebody bring it to my remembrance that there was a time the deacons had said they will compile all the birthdays to Sunday. I don't know. It may be a astrologist registered in me. It's not just that I want to disobey the deacons, by no means. So deacons, I ask for forgiveness. Please forgive me. Anytime I want to do it, it might be your conscious remind me. I like to obey the people in authority. I know the message to the extent, the position God places the deacon in the church. Hello? Hello? They are the policemen, the church, and they also are the co-worker with the pastor in the church. So forgive me, but you would have reminded me. You know, I did deliberately do that. You know, there's so many things in this small head. You know, I'm sorry for disobeying you. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I know you are Christians. It doesn't take Christians anything to forgive. When you see a man with unforgiving spirit, come alone. A jackass will talk power. Come along. The Bible says, as Jesus forgave you, so also forgive one another. So people will okay, let's man pray. There's no such a promise. And if you are tired, if you are not careful, you will miss okay. It's a little man. Do you know the prophet told us there are two places where human lives are influenced? He said, if you are a Christian, he said, your theophany is up. And that is why you live like Christ. It's your theophany that is influencing your life. But if you are not a Christian, you put on the garment of religion. Your theophany is down. That is why you can be so religious, you can fight neighbor. After you fight neighbor, finish. He denied. You carry your wife. Amazing grace. They say, hey, go, hey, Baralin. They made jest of you. Because the people who wouldn't go to church, they have an idea how the people, how Christians should look like. Amen? I don't know. May God help us. That is very common among husband and wife. No matter what you will do or say, if you are not living by the scriptures, you are not born again. Any man, any woman that is filled with the Holy Ghost who wrote the Bible, the Holy Ghost will not break his word. That's why Brother Abraham says, the Holy Ghost cannot behave in Brother Joshua and misbehave in Brother Second Joshua. No, the same life. You don't fight for it among the apostles. It was before they were converted that we say, Brother Sam will be greater than every other person. But after the day of Pentecost, you never hear such nonsense. They prefer, Brother Sam will prefer Brother Joseph. Brother Joe will prefer the other Brother Joseph. That is the spirit of Christ. Amen. You love your wife, you prefer her. Remember, let me tell you one thing. It's a hard saying, but I want to say it. Thank you for permitting me to pray. I don't care how much a woman is filled with the Holy Ghost. Hello? A woman is made to be under a man. That's why the Bible says you are the head of that woman. For you to be a correct head, Christ must be your head. Hello? So, as Christ is bringing his character through you, you are passing it to her. That's the only way you can rule your family. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, your family will be rotted because the head of that family is rotted. Why do we have what we have today in the country? It's because the head is rotted. You say, how do you know? The prophet told us that if we are so wrong, issue. The devil is the one ruling there. Washington D.C. na Satan day there. Moscow na Satan day there. That is why Putin rose up one day. He said, I have enough power. I will just overrun Ukraine. I take it over. When he displayed armored vehicle, bumper to bumper, 3 miles, 3 miles, bumper to bumper, to show power. Everybody thought overnight Ukraine will be gone. Hello, load down one. Hello, may God help us. Let me finish this paper. I'm still with them. It's been to God. God bless you. Greetings to all the brethren from Sister Adijiji. Is the news from Oladimeji? Hello, Oladimeji. Now you bring the greeting. Okay, God bless you, my sister. Shalom. We have visitors that are with us, Sister Onye Madu and daughter. Sister Onye Madu, God bless you, ma. Ekwele, ma. We are happy to have you around. May the Lord, our Lord, bless you richly. We have Mr. Victor Olumuyiwa. Victor Olumuyiwa. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. We have also Mr. Akoride Joshua. God bless you, my brother. You are welcome. You are welcome. We appreciate you here. We don't have law but love. No creed but Christ. No. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. We are to sing happy birthday for the following. Brother Gabriel Oluwa Rotimi. What? You are letting you sing. Brother, happy birthday. Yeah. And we have Favor Omotosho. Happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Never grow. Oh yes, never grow. Neither love will. Sister has said that the ministers should not bring food from home. And officer says, you not bring food from home. My wife reminded me this morning, and he caught in the camera, so whosoever is responsible for that, may the Lord richly bless the fellow. It's our prayers. Remember one thing. Jesus said, whatsoever you do to the least of these ones that believe in me, he said, you do it unto me. So that's why I used to tell people, before you use your man's strength to descend on your wife, remember, he said, daughter of Christ, be careful. Think you can beat her. Whatever you do to your wife, you do it to Christ. Whatever you do to your husband, you do it to Christ. Amen? May God help us. Don't think because you are a man. If you want to try yourself whether you are a man, go and learn boxing. A man of the same weight with you, they will put rope around you so that you don't run it. You will face each other. By the time you see your nose bleeding, you will know that there cannot be later. May God help us. No matter how much you see the people laughing, so when they enter to that ring, it's do or die. If that man knows where he will hit you and you die, he will hit you there. Because what he wants when he enters there is victory. What about was a boxer? He won 50 professional, is it 17? Professional fights. And he said, when he gave his life to Christ, he said, he quit fighting his brother. He said, he now fights the devil. So if you have strength, fight the devil. Or your kneel, and leave your wife in peace. You know the shame. You know, see the position God placed woman. May God help us. The other time we were traveling, I was coming from Edo State. There was a woman that was having two small children at the back with me. That woman, when this was saying, they were dragging her inside the car. Not knowing that she has a little cooler, she brought it up. I said, mothers. The position I regard, the way I regard mothers, nobody can take it from me. I don't care what you think about me. You can tell me a million times without fathers, they can't be mothers. I still know where I stand. Those people are special. Special. God bless you, mothers. God bless you, mothers to be. Yeah, special. The prophet said, children will always listen to their, is it quote? I will still quote many. Whether you agree is a quote or not, I will quote more. Who was that? George Washington, who was talking? He said, Abraham Lincoln. He said, if any praise is to be given to anybody, he said, give it to my mother, who taught me the Bible and how to pray. Do you know the prophet told us when he was talking about marriage? He said, watch very well. Pray very well when you want to marry. He said, because whatever the woman is, he said, that is how we raise your children. Do you know the message called the woman the fifth gospel? Hello? There are more quotes, so they are just coming. I quote more. God bless you, sisters. You know, when my mother was at home, there can hardly be a month that I will go home. I love that woman. Oh, no. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I remember one time she came to visit us. I told my wife, I said, honey, you are my wife. You can never be my mother. I told my mother, I said, hey, that woman is my wife. You are my mother. And you can never be my wife. You see some home. Mother-in-law can't visit. It is the fault of the man. Put your home in order. Let your wife know, this is my mother. Let your mother know, this is my wife. I will relate with her as wife. And we relate with you as mother. Period. Case closed. Some more converted women, they will think the mother has got to be struggling their husband. Olobi, he carry him 9 months. I don't move. Then what are you talking? No matter how loyal you are to that man, you can never play the role the mother has played. You can never. It's not possible. Both of you have your position that God places you. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you know your position, that God bless you. That is why on Friday I was telling these women, Jesus said, not everybody that said, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom, but they that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Stay in your position. It's not good, though, to be blind, whether physically or spiritually. But if they put the two together, I'm out to choose. I will choose the physical blindness. I want to be spiritually. May God help us. Amen. God bless you. I will read something here before we continue with the sermon we started in the Sunday school. The invisible union of the bride of Christ. Let me read something. But Abraham told us that the blood of animals was given as a temporary measure, waiting for the perfect blood. That is why the blood of animals could not perfect the worshippers. Hello? He could not. He only covered their sins. That is why all that died before Christ came, they were somewhere. It was after Christ has shed his blood that he went to meet them. It was the blood of Christ that finally atoned for them. The Bible tells us that life is in the blood. That is why when somebody have accident and is bleeding profusely, if you don't arrest that bleeding, it will bleed to death because life is in the blood. The life was that was in the animal blood was animal life. That is why in the transfusion, you don't put the blood of animal in a man. It will die. But a white man of life precious blood group can give blood to a black man. I'm so vice versa. Are you following me? Life was in the blood of Jesus Christ. Was God. God's life. That is why God became man. That was just the reason. No other reason. God became man to produce perfect blood for perfect salvation. Are you getting me? Listen to the prophet before we read scripture. See, consider this. Will you consider it? I'm reading from Church Ages. He says, since it is the blood of God, it is perfect blood. And if the perfect blood is losing us from the power and bondage and defilement of sin, then the losing is perfect and complete. Hello? You are living wishy-washy life. You say, after all, nobody can be perfect. You are talking to your pocket too. That talk doesn't go for everybody. Jesus said, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. It's not a wasted word. What Abraham said, when you are in Christ, you are perfect. Because it's no longer you that live, but Christ liveth in you. That is why you can receive a strap here and turn the other. And apart from that, you still go inside and pray for that fellow. Not hypocritical prayer. Well, we were asked to pray for the person inside of you, you are bitter. No! As long as Christ is there, you pray for the fellow as your brother that have not gotten the grace that you got, that is doing what he's still doing. Hello? May God help us. There is now, therefore, no condemnation. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justified. Do you know what that means? It's God that declared us righteous. If God says we are righteous, we are righteous. Who is the man that will say, no, God made mistakes? Where do you come from? We talk in a libre. You think Jesus that event? He had to produce sons and daughters of God, of like precious faith, of like nature. That is why the Bible says, he that satisfied and they that are satisfied are all of the same. Hello? Do they hear me so? There is only one way you'll be able to love your enemy as yourself. That is where you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, in the nature, that fallen nature, he can't forgive. There's nothing here to forgive with. That is the nature of unbeliever. Realizing that even yourself, you were all born in sin. Shaping, you were all caught by the same trap. Christ in the conk. They wear it. You are nothing. We are nothing. If you are beautiful, if you are fair, you are just yellow dust. Dust thou art, dust thou shalt return. But I feel if Thomas said, gra, it is his body we went to bury. So thank God for Christianity. In his real self, is somewhere else. There's nothing to mind. It is because of lack, it is because of spiritual blindness. That is why when some people, they are rich, and any of them that they go to US to go and buy casket. Olodo, I don't care where you buy the casket from. Oh my, bury any. The one capital of Ologweru Toko is the same. Do you know the money you spend like that has no reward from God? Even if you go to Sambo, you say, okay, I drop this 5 million for the feeding of the. That one, even has blessing, he has reward. That to go and display you are rich. Poor people are on the way begging. You roll your glass, you pin them down. Come on, you will give. You go buy casket from US. US, go. Oh, say, Lord, and you must go. May God help us. It's not good to be spiritually blind. Romans 8, 34, 33 and 34 verses. There it is. His death gave us the blood. The blood has loosed us. There is now no condemnation. How can there be? There is nothing to be condemned for. Because the blood has loosed us from sin. We are free, guiltless. Don't listen to man. Listen to the word. You are loosed by the blood. Amen. That is why Brother Abraham said. He said, if you say you have received the Holy Ghost or you had an experience with a spirit where you were seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the bad aspect today is that people don't even seek for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You claim you are repented, are you baptized, you just sit there, Belekutu, as a church member. You either seek it, find it. Hello? Either ask it, receive it. If they are knocked, it shall be open. You must seek for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Carry the sermons. But Abraham preached the token 4 times. He said the token is the highlight of my message. You must be born again. He preached it 2x. You talk about what is the Holy Ghost, what was he given for, is there. Get that, you see, as you appointed the ministers in your assembly to be praying along with you. Without the Holy Ghost, you are not of Christ's material. You can't make the rapture. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it must be the same spirit inside of you. That is what will resurrect you. Hello? That is the resurrection power. That is what changes you. That is why 2 Corinthians, is it 1 Corinthians? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Project it. Let's read it before we go on. Therefore, if any man, any woman, any boy, any girl be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It's a recreation power by God. That is why Jesus said, a man be born again, he can't enter the kingdom. It's not just to join church, have meta knowledge of what it is. The Bible says, the letter kill it. The scripture from Genesis to Revelation is letter without spirit. Hello? The letter kill it. It takes the spirit to give life. So no matter the theological school you go, have you ever seen that to think of this? Majority of the disciples of Jesus, they were fishermen. What made the difference in them was on the day of Pentecost. They became different fishermen, recreated in Christ Jesus. And that is why Paul could say, if an angel come from heaven and preach any other thing, contrary to what I preach, he said, let the angel be accursed. He said, even we, if we come back to want to say what we have said before, we are he said we should be accursed. If you put that statement of Paul alone in all the denominations, they are all accursed. Because they are spiritually blind, when they want to ordain a deaconess, she will call a party. And so, yeah, I invite them away. What for me, Joey? Me, Joe. Oh, yeah, to offer me, they are breaking the word of God. You don't find a deaconess in the Bible. The Bible spells dedication of a deacon, husband of one wife, who have his family subject. They are not accused of rioting. No deaconess in the Bible. A mini, what do you call it? A mini lady evangelist, a mini pastoress. All those things are our languages. They are the scripture. May God help us. This message, as simple as it is, this is the last message of God to his people before the rapture. That is why Brother Abraham told us, it is in this message that laid rapturing faith. You want rapturing faith? Be feeding on this message. There are some of you that are grown up here. You go to true primary school, secondary school, you are in the university. I'll be talking to you about repentance. Each time I talk to you, you put this for laughter. You think I'm joking with you. I'm not joking with you. I'm talking about your eternal destination with you. You laugh. What will stop you? Are you not convinced of this message? Why don't you repent and give your life to Christ? When you were Kokolo, now we dedicate you here. When you were Kokolo like this, we hold you in our hand. We dedicate you. Today, you have become an adult. If people are not mistaken, say, may God help us. You don't want to be baptized. We will not force you. In the message choosing of Abraham, but Abraham said, almost everything in life, you have a choice. He said, you can choose to live right, and you can choose to live wrong. It's a choice. By sharing sorrow, by sharing hospital, against of clean living. Some of you may be having boyfriend in your campus that messes you up. It's up to you. You think you are doing the pastor, lie. You are not even doing your parents. You are doing yourself. Because I used to say, if you stand before a mirror as a husband, you don't see your wife. You see yourself. If wife stand, he doesn't see husband. He see herself. He parents stand. They see themselves are not children. We are individuals before God. Hello? Is your conscience free in serving God? Oh, the devil reminding you, hey, kill your friendship. Show nothing. Bye. The devil we know. The prophet said, there are three people that we know. Whatever you do in the secret, God knows. Satan knows. And your conscience. May God help us. With the ministry that connected it to the ministry of Brother Abraham at this end time, the sun ministry, the designing of the thoughts of the heart. It was done in tens of thousands of times by Brother Abraham. Around the world, he went several times. He never failed once. Call your name, call your address, call everything about you. He never failed once. With that, if you don't believe the scripture, which is a bad thing if you don't, with that, you should be able to know that God knows the thoughts of your heart. May God help us. I say, may God help us. When the blood of Jesus Christ is applied to you, that's good night to sin. Sin is unbelief. You couldn't do it because you were born by sin. You were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. You came into this world lying. You couldn't help it. That is why the Old Testament sinner, when they commit sin, they bring a lamb and present it before the priest. The priest will examine it to see that it's without blemish. Then the sinner with hands confess all his sins. The death he could have done is transferred to the animal. But the Bible says that same man is living that same place with the same desire, with the same conscience to continue in that same. The Bible says the worshippers was purged by the blood of Jesus. He no longer have desire. Oh, hallelujah. There is difference between the blood of animal and the blood of God. Brothers and sisters, this preparation time, there used to be a say, to fail to prepare is to prepare to fail. May none of us ever fail you. May God help us in our preparations. Let me finish this. Then we go and do. The prophet said, how can you even do it? Now don't get tied down again by traditions and creeds and organizations. You can't even do it if you are born of God. Don't be led astray by listening to those that deny the power of the world and deny that Jesus saves, heals, and fills with the Holy Ghost and power. Ye are God free men, loose by his own blood. If you still hold your faith to creeds and denominations, it is certain by the evidence that you have lost your faith in the world. And you cannot lose your faith in the world if you are born of the world. God bless you. Let's rise and turn once again to Romans chapter 7. You were not here in the Sunday school. It was this scripture we read in the Sunday school. That is where we pass a few comments on the invisible union of the bride of Christ. From verse 1 of chapter 7 of Romans. He said, know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law had dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which had an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loose from the law of her husband. So then, if where her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that be dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. May the Lord bless the reading of the portion of his word into our hearts. May you please be seated as we continue. We have a very little time to continue on this as something we started from. Amen. But watch then the spiritual bride, when she begins to have a revival, when she begins to come back, align herself up with the word of God. Watch then again. You will see how that the scriptures at that time. There will be a message sweep out to catch that bride, catch that woman elect. For as the word, Satan, the deceiver, who deceived the first bride, to sin against God by misbelieving his word. And now today, as we see the church natural in their intellectual gospel, going further and further away from the world in social gospel, we find that the women of the world on the street, members of such churches, is carrying themselves in the same atmosphere. You can't tell them. They are lost. They've lost all sense of common decency. The people have. And that is the way the church has. It goes to such thing as any war ago. See, prophesy. And yes, she is. That is her behavior. But then, watch again to the spiritual church. How that group of people called out the elected through every revival. In Martin Luther, it happened the same way. In the Reformation, it happened the same thing. In the time of John Wesley, it happened the same thing. When Pentecost had first started, they dropped the women right back in line with the world. And then they drift away. There she goes right back over into chaos. But then, the time that the people are ready to line up, there is a message called forth, and they line with the church. The last message, line with it. Husband, wife, family, line with it. But Abraham told us, he said, your best and your worst, you leave it at home. God, when we come to church, it's shalom. Shalom to everybody. God bless you. Shalom. People that have anger, that can set a two station on fire. Shalom, everybody. But when you get to the house, if we some mistakenly put too much salt in the soup, we dare not divide the bed in the night. May God help us. I say, may God help us. It is possible to live right. It is possible to live right. Who made this possible? Christ. What the blood of animal could not do, the blood of Christ has provided a way out. Yes, you can forgive your bitterest enemy if you have one. Me, now only one enemy I have, and that is Satan. I used to tell people, I'm not your enemy, but if you consider me to be your enemy, I take the other side of this. I possess your gate. Because it's a promise to me that the seed of Abraham will possess the gate of their enemy. If you decide, you are my friend, I will tell you, you are my friend. If you choose to be my enemy, I will possess your gate. So I'm not losing both sides. Hello? I'm not losing. Praise God. Amen. No man can do what is right except he is born again, because you cannot live above your nature. But Abraham gave us an illustration. He said, you go to a pen and you tell that pig a hog. He said, hey guy, you are very dirty. He said, if he won't answer you, he will say, hoi, 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 mind your business. He said, you can tell him, if we wash you, you will be clean like a lamb. He said, but he is satisfied as a hog. Because he said, oh, that is why sometimes we are talking to unbelievers. They don't want to listen to you. There's a woman I used to know up our house over there. He has a shop. First of all, her hair was lower than my own. I fired her until she allowed her hair to grow. But she has not overcome the trouser. I say, you have Bible, bring her. Read this. Read that and smile. I say, you this smile. You are disbelieving God. You are stepping against God's commandment. You are smiling. Do you know the consequence? In this country, there was a time there was a Supreme Court judge. They call it Udoma. I think the man is from Cross River. He was very big. Have very big face. I'm sorry. If it's your relation, I'm not abusing. I'm only describing it. He will tell to somebody, say, this matter that we change, are you guilty or you are not guilty? If the fellow say, I'm guilty, say, do you know the consequence of being guilty? It's okay. If you have agreed, you have admitted you are guilty. Go to that place for 5 years without label. As he's pronouncing all of that, they catch that person. That's 5 years imprisonment without label. Be a rain. But what's he pronouncing? May God help us. You can live right. The prophet says so. He said you can choose to live right. Live right in the secret. Live right in the public. But Abraham said, if you speak the truth of a matter at the beginning, he said, if you are called upon 1,000 times about that same matter, you'll be saying the same thing. He said, because at the beginning, you spoke the truth. There is one thing that used to be tired with, that used to be so tired about unbelievers. You can't gather unbelievers 10 to tell you something about one thing. You will have 10 different stories. You can't find truth in their mouth. They will say this. You don't know which one to believe. Children of God don't lie. Hello, children of God, they don't lie. When Brother Brad told the wife, tell the man that I'm not here. Of course, he was not there, he ran away. He said, but you were here when the call came. Nobody would have known. But Abraham put it on the tape for the whole world to hear. If you are wrong, admit you are wrong. The blood of Jesus is there to cleanse you. But when you begin to claim right, where you are wrong, that is where lays the iniquity. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Every unrighteousness is sin. Every unrighteousness is sin. Stay away from sin. Stay away from unbelief. Of course, you are doing that because Christ has not taken over your life. When Christ takes over your life, you become the righteousness of God. Not only you live righteous, you become the very righteousness. I hope that is not too hard. It's part of the message of the hour. May God help us. Okay. Luther was a messenger of one day of justification. And the church lied right with it. Some of them. The rest of them committed, you know, continued on. Wesley come with sanctification. The church right with it. Pentecost come with the restoration of the gifts. The church line right with it. The elect of that day. Are you following now? No matter what you want to do now, it is thus says the Lord. There are elect of this day that will line up with this message. You can't bribe them not to line up. Hello? You can't bribe them not to line up. If you want to be dilly-dally, remember, it's not everybody that will dilly-dally as you are doing. There are people who will be committed to that message. And we are talking about their origin before. That is why we are not limiting it to say from art to glory. If you say from art to glory, you always say one side of it. The prophet said, no matter how you slice something, there are two sides to it. This thing, there are two sides to it. From glory to this art, from art back to glory. Yeah, before there was the foundation of this world, God foreknew you and me, and he wrote our name in the last book of life as member of his family. That is why Jesus, we always say, they that my father has given me as. He said they will come. He said where they come? No more. No Satan, no devil. Not will be able to pluck them out of my hand. Because the Father that gave them here to me is greater than all. Not only that he can save. After Jesus saves, he keeps. After he saves us, he keeps us away from sin. He said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will be near to raise the standard. Your going out and your coming in, he promised he'll be responsible. Do you believe that? He said, don't begin to take thought for tomorrow. He said, for tomorrow, we take thought of himself. He said, sufficient for today is the evil thereof. He said, how many of you taking thought can add a cubit to your height? Do you know your height is what is determined by God? Some sisters who are, they go and buy high issues. They defeat God themselves the way. Sometimes they break legs. Who told you? We are serving God of varieties. He made some tall. He made some short. He make you short. Be satisfied. As a short woman, he will put the love of a short woman in the heart of some men. Who will want you as a short woman? Don't go and kill yourself. Climb some stuff. You know, your walking will be disfigured. Hello? Hello? May God help us. That is how God wants it. But they will go to saloon house. They will put some chemical inside water. They will dip inside. If it is deep properly, it's not properly mixed. It come out with multiple color. So part will be like Coca-Cola. So part will be like Fanta. God is not responsible for that. Hello? The prophet said, if you see too much artificial in a woman, he said, it's a clear indication God know they inside. Hello? Mm-hmm. That is what the message says. Artificial. Do you know that? What? We were in U.S. I was going out with Miriam. We saw a lady in the fuel station. She was stranded somehow. Nobody there. Because in there, you can buy your fuel without anybody in the station or whatever. They have their assistant put on. So we drove in, wanted to buy fuel. Only to find out that the woman was having a problem. She has feet and nails. She can't open the cover of the car, of her car. We had to help her to open it. She feel herself. I don't know whether we live right there. I don't know what happened. You see, what am I saying? Do you know those things doesn't look human in the first instance? Nebuchadnezzar type of clothes. But it's a fashion today. Fashion. So women, every clothes they wear, they have a paint in their mouth to match it. May God help us. What God wants from you and me is Christ's character. Period. Hello? Christ's character. Is he attainable? Yes. How? By new birth, you become a new creation. All things are passed away. There is no bad habit that can compete with the Holy Ghost. It brings it down. Oh man, may God help us. Even the woman that was known to be a public woman, when she met with Jesus, she was a different person. That was the end of her trait. Make sure you are in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. By one spirit, which is God, the Holy Ghost. We all are baptized into one body. That is why people say, you see, whatever they call them. This one is Yoruba, this one is Igbo, this one is Hausa, this one is whatever. You are Kana. Jesus did not die for Yorubas. Hello. Neither did he die for the Igbos. Hello. He didn't die for Hausas. Hello. Nor Fulanis. Hello. He died for all the people in the world. Among the elect are Yorubas. Among the elect are Igbos. Among the elect are Hausas. Among the elect are Fulanis. By one spirit, they are all identified into that body. You bring a tribalism to church. You are Kana. And you are against the program of God. And may God never turn against you. May God help us. I often read this. If you want to read it, Galatians 5, turn it to us. The Bible is taught, shares the law. Whatever he says is the truth. Galatians 5, we start reading from verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Are you following me? Adultery is work of the flesh. A man filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will keep you away from every unrighteousness. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. If we are to look for those meanings of this way. In fact, this service will take us. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, rebellions, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they we do something shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Can we say amen? Proverbs 22. I used to comment on this. But the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit look like something single. But the scripture knows what it's talking about. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against us, there is no law. And they that are Christ is elect, is chosen, is called, the predestinated one. By his foreknowledge, have crucified the flesh with the affections and lost. Can the church say amen? The last one we describe, so it's describing the bride. The first one is describing every man born of woman. May God help us. Some people say, well, you see, when the woman do this, he did this, he did that, could no longer resist. You don't get Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is our resistance. He makes you to live according to righteousness and holiness. Don't mind preachers. Don't mind whosoever that believe in fornication. I stand before the person you are fornicating with, you are preaching. You are a hypocrite. Hello. A minister came here the other time. He was talking, you should stay away from young ones and the rest of it. I don't know what was working on him. He said, man, I respect. I would have finished him here. All the people are here. Those that are grandmothers today, you were guests in our hands before you were married. Hello? How many of we say any of us misbehave ourselves towards you? How many of you? It's not here. If you say it, that we do, you will put your hand in the Bible. I've never done it in my life. But if you say it, you come and put your hand in the Bible. I believe when a man is saved, he is saved. When Abraham said, you cannot be seen as saved. He said, there's no black, white bed. If you're a sinner, you're a sinner. If you're a saint, you are a saint. You are delivered completely from sin. You hate sin. It doesn't have dominion. But for me, anything that doesn't have dominion over you, it means you have dominion over it. No, nothing I will. But I believe that you call it now. Language is to communicate ideas. After all, you know what I'm talking about. I may not know now, may not know pronoun. Hello? May God help us. Why is this old man talking like this? We are preparing. We are going to somewhere. This is the time of preparation. Make sure that we are filled with the Holy Ghost. You say, how will I know? The prophet said, what were you before the experience? And what are you after the experience? It brings a permanent change. Permanent! It's not a temporary change. That when issues happen, you change to your former. No. You are dead completely to your former nature. God bless you. The person you love, you don't want no evil against that person. Do you know what you are doing when you are committing fornication? Do you know what you are doing? You that is doing it, the person you are doing it with, you are traveling on a wrong road. You want the best for the man that you love, for the woman that you love. You cannot say you love somebody. That is lost.
If you really love somebody, you will not go that way. The way you know is punishable by hell. You will do it. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. That he did what? He gave his only begotten son. God became flesh because of the love he had for the world, especially his elect. Praise God. Amen. Our brother Abraham said, he said, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you love everybody. Everybody. Including sinners. You love them. You see them doing what is wrong. You pray for them. Because you can't change yourself. If you are changed, it was not you that changed yourself. Somebody changed you. And that is God. Praise God. Amen. Bless you. I say, God bless you. It is not there. You know that I want to call what I want to buy my son. Tim, you know if you are saved. God bless you. I say, God bless you. You love the Lord? There is nothing to be compared to it. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And you can't keep that word. You don't have the ability, you don't have the nature to do it until you are born again. God bless you. I say, God bless you. A sister once told me, I love you and I want you to be my... I say, sister, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And you say you love me and you want me to travel in a wrong road? I say, you didn't love me, you hate me. If I love you, I want you to go to heaven. Is that not so? How do you say you love me? You want me to be living in adultery? You say you love me. You hate me. Because every adulterer, we go to hell. Oh, everything a message. Yes, yes. The Bible says, let the gospel become what? Your conversation. Your conversation. Ejagaba say, Miloko, whether by hook or by crook, is there. Is it not there? It will not come. We are strangers here. We are pilgrims. We are passing here to a better place. Whatever they want to do with this place, it's up to them. Oh, hallelujah, church. I was asking them in the U.S. I said, this country is very fine. They say, yes, the place is beautiful. I said, good. I said, is there a street that is made of pure gold? They say, oh, no, pastor. I said, there, it's not as beautiful as the place we are going. The place we are going, the street of that place, is made of pure gold. Man designed U.S. I built U.S. God designed the first square city. I built the first square city. I will not say don't miss it. If you are ordained to be there, you will be there. Every trial, every temptation that comes your way, you are there to be an overcomer. Yes, sir. You will overcome. Satan come in many. You are born again to overcome. Any man born of woman is undefeated. Hello. Any man born of woman, papa and mama, they are born defeated with their fallen nature. But if you are born from above, you are born victorious. No trial can overcome you. No temptation can overcome you. With the power of his resurrection dwelling in you, you put the devil where he belongs. Oh, glory to God. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Let me read a few more before we close. Hallelujah. Now, but you notice, when the people begin to try to line with the world, there comes a fresh message from the word of God, right straight to the people. And they catch that message and line up. Every time, it's just God's program. We have that. We have families. Every family here is accustomed to that. Sometimes, everything will run fine for you for years. Then all at once, you hit a spell. Where we say it many times in the south here, when it rains, it pours, and everything goes wrong. You are going through a night time. Then there is a daybreak. Then a night time. Everything runs in continuity. You remember Sister Silas? She had just lost the husband that we went to bury the other day. They are talking about the husband he lost the mother. Double barrier attack. But as a child of God, no matter the number of attacks, God will give you grace to stand and overcome. Amen. He that is in you is greater than the devil that is responsible for evil. God bless you, church. One thing is certain. There are several of those statements of the prophet. One of them is that he said, God will never lose one of his children. One. He will lose it. He said, if God loses one of his children, then God will be incomplete. So we have to say the Lord. God will never lose any of his children. Part two is that the day you were born, many babies were born that didn't last 1 week. It's God that will be sustaining you, keeping you through all the dangers and problems you have been going through. And the prophet told us, until God has finished with you, he said, nothing can take you. He went further to say, he said, Satan can come 1,000 times. He said, for that 1,000 times, when God is not ready, he will go empty-handed 1,000 times. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Why should I not love him? Tell me, why should I not love him? He that loved me when I was not lovable, now he has revealed to me that when I was not lovable, he loved me. And he has imparted unto me his purpose and plan and program concerning my life. Brothers and sisters, I will so love him, I will never compromise. By the grace of God, God bless you. I say, God bless you. Do you know people come to church for different purposes? What you come to church for? It's between you and God. We will preach righteousness. We will rebuke sin. We will condemn righteousness. We will disassociate with unbelief. Whatever you come here for, it's up to you. You come here to catch criminals, you will get one. Hello? You will get one. Because there are no criminals here. People that are here are saints, are not criminals. And if you are a criminal in the church, your sin will find you out. Hello. I believe your testimony. When you tell me, I believe the message. I look at you as a believer of the message. No problem. But the Bible says, anyone that claim what he is not, he deceived the pastors, or deceived the officers, or the ministers. He deceived himself. Brothers, sisters, get ready. Don't be here after the rapture. It is going to be terrible. Don't never be here after the rapture. If you hear about great tribulation that is going to come, don't witness it. I beg you. Hallelujah. God bless you. I say God bless you. God hiding in simplicity and revealing himself in the same. You see this book called the Bible. Very common book in the market. And very cheap to buy. As it is so, the grammar that is here are the most cheapest grammar ever spoken. And yet, it is God and God alone to give you revelation. So people are taking this Bible, take the writings of Matthew, Luke, all the fishermen to university. I have PhD out of it. Doctor of letters, doctor of theology, doctor of whatever. I fail to have the revelation that was given to the fishermen that they put here. And yet it's here. Oluwa Osho, we thank you, we appreciate you for making us what we are. Amen. But Abraham said, if God does not ordain you to be a Christian, he said you can never be a Christian. I think that's not too hard. That is why we know that we are members of the same family. Because if God didn't call you, Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father draw him. Is there anything in your Bible? Hello? Is there your Bible like that? If God doesn't draw you, I come to him. You'll be satisfied with being an armed robber. You'll be satisfied for remaining to be a prostitute. But if that ordination is there, I'm telling you, even if you're a servant or pope, what initially kufu irita, God will catch you in that place. He can do all things. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says there was need for Jesus to go to Samaria. What was the need? There was an unclean woman in Samaria that had the seed of God. It was an elect of God. She was so looked down upon that she cannot come to draw water with the rest of the women. Then so much looked down on her. She has to come when everybody has finished. Waka alone because of her job. Any man shall jump it from one man to another. But by the foreknowledge of God, that woman was a daughter of God. there was a need for Jesus to pass that. When Jesus came to that place, sat down, he didn't tell the disciple what he was doing. He said, okay, you go to the city, go and buy bread, come. The woman is expecting we come there. He knows something, he sat down. The woman came with water pot to fetch water. Jesus said, give me water to drink. The woman said, hey, you are a Jew. We have things against each other. We don't relate. The woman was mistaken. Jesus was not a Jew. Jesus was not a Gentile. Jesus was not a Samaritan. Jehovah of the Old Testament was the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. It's okay. You know who you are talking to. If you know the gift of God and the person you are talking to, you will even ask him to give you. Because the water you are drawing, if you drink it, you will thirst again. But the water I have, if I give it to you, you will no longer thirst. The woman said, the well is deep. My daughter, I will spare you. Where will you get this water you are talking of? Conversation went on. The prophet told us a secret. He said, since that woman's problem is to jump from one man to the other, he said the woman thought that Jesus would be the next victim. But Jesus was after something else altogether. Jesus said, okay, you go, bring your husband. He said, I have no husband. And Jesus said, you have had five. The 61 is what you are with, and yet you have no husband. Quickly, the seed in that woman cast something. He said, I perceive you are a prophet. The Pharisees perceive he was Beelzebub. They perceive he was bastard. But the prostitute perceive you are a prophet. He said, we have been told, hallelujah, that when the Messiah comes, he will do these things. Are you foreknowing, Messiah? Jesus said, in three occasions, where Jesus said, I am the very one. He said, I am talking to you. I am the very Messiah. The woman left water pot. Straight she went to the city. All the rubbish that they have robbed her with. She can't approach man in the city before. She can't come in group of the women, talk less of men. If she went to the group of men, he said, hey, make una come, oh. Come and see one man that I have seen. He had told me, my life, is this not the Messiah? Ordinarily, those men won't listen to her. But something has happened to her. When you meet Jesus, something will happen to you. Amen. Oh, man. They follow her. When they came, after listening to Jesus, the man said, it's truly what you said is true. It's not because of what you said. We have also listened to him. Are you a child of God? No matter what you are going through, God will give you victory. It is a promise of God. He will give you victory. Like I do tell people, God, those days when you believe all your children are going to be saved because you are a saint. Message showed us evil saints that give birth to serpents. Oh, well. Believe God for your children. Don't say, pastor, I didn't say anything. Believe God for your children. I'll be praying for them. Any of them that is ordained unto the kingdom will be converted. If any of them is ordained to go the way of Esau, he shall go the way of Esau. And there's something you can do about it. Hello? Hello? The word of God is not questionable. You can't debate it. Whatever he says is final. Out of that woman, a virgin, Rebecca, and that holy man, what is his name again? Isaac, come Esau and Jacob. Hello? God said, before the children were born, he said, I love Jacob and I hate Esau. Brothers, sisters, if God says he hates someone, what will you do to change the situation? But we are what we are today because God loved us before the foundation of the world. And there is nothing the devil can do about it. He can change it. Praise God. Amen. If God so much love you, Brother Femi, why can't you love Brother Martin? Why? Brother Sesson, why? What is the reason? Brother Femi, except if the love of God has not been revealed to you, you will love everybody. Even the violent sin, you will love him. I pray for him that God should help him. Because it's God that helped you and deliver you from Adamic nature. Though Papa and Mama, Papa married Mama very well, paid the dowry, the what they call a traditional wedding. Everything they ask daddy pay. Hello? Daddy pay the dowry, bring Mama to the altar. A minister of God pronounced them husband and wife. Fine. And yet, hello? When you were conceived, the Bible says, he sinned while you conceived. What make it sin? It because it was not the original way that God intended for children to be born here. The prophet said the original way was the way Jesus was born. That is why he said, when you are born again, you come into the lineage of Jesus, the way he was born. Born of God. God bless you. I say, God bless you. You should see, because God loves you. That's why the scripture says we love him, because he first of all loved us. Me, I will compromise you. I will not. I'll be smiling with you like this. I will stay with what Jesus said. I'll be smiling. But what Jesus said, it'll be over my dead body. Even if AK-49 is on my head. But the revelation of the message that I have, when you pull that trigger, it makes boom. Before the sound finished, I will be in the sixth dimension. And he beg you, Lord, you get away. Even at death, the prophet said, a believer is not defeated. We cannot be defeated. That is why I used to say, it's not sickness that kills God's children. It is an appointment. It is when God finishes with you that he comes for you. It's the Lord that God that healed all our diseases. Is there sickness that God cannot heal? You are looking at me. Is there sickness God cannot heal? It's not that. God bless you. Amen. I love him. If you love him, obey his word. Love one another as God has loved us. Amen. We will so close. Just relax. The prophet Paul here is saying that a woman cannot remarry until her first husband is dead. Hello? She cannot remarry as long as her first husband is living. She, by no circumstances at all, she must remain single as long as her first husband is living. And if you are a child of God, you cannot be praying the man should die. God doesn't answer such prayers. Hello? And if she should do such a sin, she shall be called an adulteress. And speaking of the natural now, to type it with the spiritual. If this woman will commit such a sin, then she's marked. Are you listening? She's marked an adulteress if she has two living husbands at the same time. Therefore, she has forfeited by doing this her rights to God and heaven. Hello? Are we listening? Are we listening? By doing so, she sure has. She's an outcast from the economy of God, according to the scriptures that I've just read. So is the church. When she tries to misread a denomination with the word of God, she can't be married to a denomination and be the bride of Christ. Are you listening? At the same time, she's got to be dead to one or the other. The law says so here. There is plenty of laws in its word, and that is his law. Paul speaking the same thing here. She cannot be married to a church of worldly creed and be the bride of Christ, because she, one, is contrary to the other. Now remember, say, well, we believe this, but we don't believe that. That's not the bride of Christ. If you are married to Christ, Christ is the word of God. He said, John, the 4th chapter said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the same was made flesh and dwelt among us. Christ was the living word. He always was the word. He is still the word. He always will be the word. He was only the manifestation of the attributes of God. For he was the Son of God. Amen. God bless you. Don't be tired because you are sitting down. Because me that I'm studying, I'm not yet tired. May God help us. You judge by yourself. The person sitting down at the one study, who's supposed to be first tired? Hello? Don't be tired though. Mm-hmm. And any son is the attributes of his father. And just as you were in the genes of your father, in the body of your father, when he was a young boy. Are you following? You were in him, yet he could not have fellowship with you because he didn't know you. But then, through the bedding grounds of a mother, you were brought forth into the earth and become in the image of your father. Then equal fellowship with you. And so were you, sons of God, and daughters of God, before there even was a moon, stars, or a molecule. You were sons and daughters of God, for you are only the physical manifestation of the attribute that was in God at the beginning. Can the church say amen? For there is only one form of eternal life, and that was you before. You don't know nothing about it, neither did you know where you was in your earthly father, but you are manifested too in his image. In the image of God you are made, and you were manifested for the glory and the fellowship of God. And therefore, as sure as your gene had to be in your father before your natural birth, your spiritual gene had to be in God before you are an expression of the attributes of his thoughts. Right? That's right. Now you know, we notice then that life be in you, God's life be in you from the foundation of the world. Now, you cannot mix denomination creed with the world, because they are too contrary one to the other. Hello, I will show a woman something in this kingdom. If you are witnessing, you meet all those things always. I will show the woman what the scripture says. He said, well, say my, how do you call it, to something my Lord. He doesn't condemn thousands. I came to find out that the woman is a member of a redeemed church of God. What he was telling me, somebody later told me, what he was telling me was that Adeboye did not condemn trousers. G.O., he doesn't condemn trousers. Something I show you in the Bible to show how committed denominational members are to their G.O. Hello? I don't care what your G.O. says. If what your G.O. says is contrary to this Bible, your G.O. is an unbeliever G.O. A believer, we believe what is here. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of living God. It will not be hard for you to live by what is here, because the writer of what is here is living his own life through you. God bless you. I say, God bless you. That is exactly what Satan tried to do with his intellectual conception to Eve. He said, he admitted that God said it, but he said, surely you will not die. See? And they believe that. And that is what creed has done. Tonight, denomination has separated the people from the word of God. Didn't Jesus say, when he comes, you through your tradition have made the commandments of God of no effect to the people? Congregation says amen. And through our creed, we have disassociated the fellowship of the Holy Spirit to anoint the word of God that is laid out for this generation. We have separated the people so by denomination that they cannot have a chance to see it. Of course, they can do that only to their own. Every child of God, God is obligated to bring him to this message. You believe that? He will not lose one of them. He will bring them there. And when he brings them there, he's obligated to give them the revelation of his word. Revelation is not sold in the local market, like Baremu or LLN market. You can't get it in supermarket, like Food Co. or shopping mall, like ShopRite you have in Ring Road. It is a gift of God only to his children. Jesus said, who do men say I, the Son of Man? What he was asking them is that, who do Catholics say I am? Who do Church of God missions say I am? Who do they say I am? They say you are one of the prophets, you are John the Baptist. They say, that's what they say. You that are my elect, that are my children, that are called as my own, who do you say I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, that thing you said was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father which is in heaven. I don't know this rock of revelation of who I am, which God alone can reveal to you and his Son. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Are you a member of that church? From earth to glory, Satan will pursue you and never meet you. Brother Abraham said, if Satan is not pursuing you, it means that he has met you. Because he cannot meet us, he will pursue us until we go in the rapture. And when we go in the rapture, he can follow us. Hello? There's nothing to be afraid of about Satan. It's a defeated foe. So the sons and daughters of God, the devil is defeated. God bless you. Whatever God wants to do, he doesn't need an assistant. Amen. He has never left behind what they call an abandoned project. No, sir. If he starts with you, he will bring it to completion. That is why the Bible describes him as the author and finisher of our faith. God bless you. Do you love God? Oh, man, you can't help it but love him. I love thee. I love thee. Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation. Oh, God. Amen. He didn't go to the cross for nothing. The prophet said, Jesus did not go to suffer in the cross. So that when you look how much they punish him, he was crucified, stark naked. No pint even on him. They made a crown of thorns, pressed it on his head. They did all kinds of things to him. And yet, he didn't move him a bit. He said, suppose where I come is to do the will of him that set me and to finish it. Did he finish it? He didn't quarrel with anybody.
No.
When he beat the people out, doing the work of a deacon, the zeal of my house has eaten me up. They say, what do you do as a miracle to show us this thing you are doing? Our fathers, they eat manna from heaven. Jesus said, actually, they eat manna from him. All of them, they perish. He said, but you want me to do something to show you where I've been, what I'm doing? Destroy this temple. In 3 days, I will raise it up. They said, 46 years we built this temple. 46 years. Will you raise it up in 3 days? Canaan people, they thought he was talking about the tabernacle or the sanctuary. He was talking about the temple of himself. If God made himself and pray you, or except he show himself to you, you will never know him. You can even pass him like this. Call him another name. Do you know you need the same revelation to recognize the devil? That is why the Bible says, when the enemy comes, resist the devil and he will flee from you. How do you know this is the devil? You must have the revelation of the characteristics of God and the characteristics of the devil. Submit yourself, therefore. Oh, man. You're taking it so soon. You see what am I saying? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Let me tell you the simple way to be able to identify the devil. You must be a child of God. By the help of the Holy Ghost, you will recognize this devil. Otherwise, you can even put here for him to sit there. You will entertain him. You might buy him or much. May God help us. But Abraham preached a message. God is identified. But by his character, God has character. If you see any other character contrary to God's character, don't attribute that to God. Hello? That same character of God is what he has imparted into us by the new birth. That is why we live like God. That is why we talk like God. That is why we act like God. That is why we react like God. Because God is in us. You say, what are you saying? But Abraham preached a message. Let us see God. Let us see God. He said, there are many ways I could have put it. He said, let me put it in 4 ways. God in the universe. God in his word. God in his son. And God in his people. The same God that was in Jesus Christ that make him to do only the will of God is the same God in you and in me today. Hello? The only difference that he has the fullness and we have his measure. But by nature, by character, by actions, by reaction, is the same God. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Amen. It is impossible for a man that is born of the Spirit of God to talk lightly about Jesus. It is impossible. Oh, glory to God. Immediately that Saul of Tarsus saw Jehovah, the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel from Egypt, and he was calling him, Saul, why persecuted me? That is the one he was fighting for. He thought Jesus was different from Jehovah. When he saw the pillar of fire, he said, Lord. The prophet said, that Hebrew will never call anything Lord except it was pillar of fire. That is what he was fighting for, because they told him Jesus was wrong. And he said, Lord, in other words, you are the one I'm fighting for. Who are you that I'm persecuting? The pillar of fire said, I am Jesus that we are persecuting. He said, So Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New. He said, Master, they taught me wrongly, I'm sorry. That was his conversion. Even when Jesus called Ananias, his believing prophet, to that place, go and lay your hands. He said, may I remind you of something? Maybe you have not heard how much evil this man you are sending me to has done to your disciples. He has forgotten he was talking to God, who knows all things. He said, go your way. Go and do what I ask you to do. This man is my chosen vessel. And I will show him how many things he has to suffer for my name's sake. Do you know nobody suffered like Paul among all the apostles? And yet, nobody had more revelations than Paul. And the Bible says, because of the abundance of revelations that God gave him, he allowed the enemy to affect his eye so that he will not be proud. Pride is of the devil. When you come to a place, God bless you, you want to show, I am this, without me, the sun will not rise. For your information, the sun will rise. It will rise from the east and set in the west. There was a man in this country who was called himself Evil Genius. When that man speak, the people will be wee-wee on their pipes. Today, that man is on a wheelchair. Now somebody pull out. Who are you anyhow? May God help us. Certainly, they were counting the richest head of states in Africa. He was counted as one.
Yeah.
Even the source of the money was mentioned. May God have mercy on us. Look, Brother Abraham told us. He said, there is no rich man that possess all things. Even Bill Gates doesn't possess all things. But we, as sons and daughters of God, we possess all things. Because we are heirs all that our Father owns. Our Father owns all things, both in heaven and in earth. It's not that is as rich as a son of God, as a daughter of God. Brothers and sisters, we are not poor people. We are the richest people on earth. You say, oh, you are saying that to console yourself. We are not poor. Hello, if you have God, you have all things. Amen. It's not everybody that can call God his father. It's not everybody. For the fact God has given birth to you by for knowledge. I'm telling you, you are so rich. Hallelujah. He's the one that feeds the birds in the air, the animals in the field, even the little ants that you think are unnoticeable, you can match. There is somebody taking care of them. All the living creatures put inside water is possible for them. That is our Father. That is our Father. Praise God. Amen. You want to be in his good record? Stay away from unrighteousness. Hello. Stay away from unrighteousness. Every unrighteousness is sin, is unbelief. Whether the devil like it or not, we shall rise in the first resurrection. We are not afraid of death. Brother Abraham said, if you hear that I die, he said, remove your cap and do what? Seek only belief. Hello? Nothing to sorrow for so long. We are even close to the rapture. Our departing ones now, they will live there for small time. Praise God. Amen. When I lost my son, I took my stand. Many people misunderstood me, called me names. I thank God. All the names they called Jesus did not change Jesus from being Jesus. If you are living right and people call you bad names, that will not change you from good to bad. Stay righteous. There is one who judges righteously, and that is our God. Amen. He has the final say. Ooh, the final say, Jehovah. Have the final say, Jehovah turn my life around. Oh, Jehovah turn my life around. Hallelujah, oh, in me down.
where there is no way. Oh, Jehovah, have the final.
He had the final say about you. And there is nothing the devil can do about it. When Jehovah speaks, every other thing keeps silence. Oh, hallelujah. Live right. Let people speak evil at you falsely. The one that have will pronounce you guiltless. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Once again, may I tell you, my joy is not because I'm your pastor. My joy is because I know I'm a son of God. If I die tomorrow, if you allow me to pastor you till tomorrow, if I die, somebody else will take over. Hello. Amen. Amen.
Is everything to me. Is everything, everything to me. For is my father, my mother, my brother, I'm a sister. Is everything to me.
Amen. When the religious leaders met the apostles, he says, "I will not warn you not to speak to anybody in this name." They were bold. They said, "You consider it. Are we to obey man or to obey God?" Brothers and sisters, for your advice, obey God rather than man. It's profitable for you. You will have no regrets. Many people will hate you because you stay with righteousness, but it does not mean nothing. What can a man do to you? After all, Jesus told us, let me quote Jesus. He said, "Don't be a man that can kill the body. I don't even know what to do." He said, "But I want to warn you who to fear. The one that have the power to kill the body and commit the body and soul to hell." He said, "I say unto you, fear him." You cannot stay righteously with this world and be afraid of everybody. Now lie, oh. No matter how much you live righteously, as long as you stay with this world, you will have enemy. Because of people who want you to do what's wrong. I will not agree. From that day, you become their enemies. God bless you. I say, God bless you.
I am under the rock. The rock is Jehovah. He has me under the rock. Go tell my enemies I am under the rock. Oh yes, Jehovah hides me. He hides me under the rock. Under the rock. Under the rock. Hallelujah. Under the rock. Hallelujah. Under the rock. Hallelujah.
Merciful to anybody that be looking for that thing. You can never find it. We are under the blood. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Whether they are witches, whether they are wizards. Well, Abraham says, you don't believe witches are powers of the devil. He said, you don't believe there is God. We believe there are powers of darkness. We believe there are witches. We believe there are wizards. We believe there are emeralds. We believe there are obanjas, so many. We also believe that there is only one God. Both power in heaven and in earth is at his disposal. What he says must come to pass. When he permitted the devil to take the materials of Job, one day all his children were gone, and so on and so forth. Finally, the devil could get what he wanted. He finally came and annoyed the wife. He said, "Are you still here living? Say, why don't you cause God that died the dead?" Exactly what Satan told God that he would cause Job to do. When he heard about it, he said, "Why do you speak like one of these foolish, unbelieving women?" Christians don't talk like that. The Bible says, in all things, give thanks to God, because our God does not do evil. Whatever he does is righteousness. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. When you are blessed by God, Satan is defeated forever and ever. No matter which way he comes, he's defeated. God bless you. Shake one another. Say, God bless you. My brother, God bless you. God bless you. My precious brother, God bless you. God bless you, brother Joseph. God bless you. Have you shaken one another? God bless you. The prophet said, God bless you. From the mouth of a child of God, what's over? Is it $10 million? He called it or whatever. What over 10 words? God bless you. We don't curse, we bless. People that use the mouth they use to pray to God and worship God to curse, they are hypocrites. Hello? God bless you. I say, God bless you. We are going to close. I will finish this sermon this time. Not be today, but I make sure I finish it. There are a lot of nuggets in this invisible union. There are people that are in union with Christ now, but it's invisible to natural eyes. But remember, do nothing or to Christ has them to do it. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Whatever God has determined about you will come to pass. I'm only repeating what the scripture says. Whatever is determined about you, it will come to pass. What is determined about Esau, day to pass. That is what Isaac said. Though this body, now Esau's body, but this voice, now Jacob's voice. Apart from the fact that he recognized this is Jacob's voice, what God determined about Jacob came to pass. He had to bless Jacob. He has no option. God took away every thought from him. Okay, go and bring your brother. Let me see the two of you. He doesn't come to his mind. Do I recognize this voice is Jacob's voice? He blessed Jacob instead of Esau. What God determined about Jacob came to pass. What he determined about Esau came to pass. What he determined about me and you, we come to pass. Shall we bow our heads? You want to be remembered in prayer? Just lift up your hand wherever you are. Heavenly Father, our hands are up. You are the author of life. You are the author of life. You are the author of our faith, the finisher of the same. Lord Jesus, we couldn't have been here on earth if it is not you that determined we should be here. The day we were born, our mama went through pains and sorrows, as your word has said. But you brought us here. Lord, many babies were born. That didn't see the following day. Since that time till now, you have been our keeper. You have been our protection. You have been our provider. You have been our healer. You have been all in all unto us. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We are very happy to know that you that brought us here with a purpose behind your mind concerning our coming here. And with the assurance you have given unto us that until that purpose is accomplished, nothing can help us. Father, we just want to thank you. We bless your name. We appreciate you. Whatever we face in this journey, you have promised us that we'll be there to raise the standard against the enemy. We love you, Father, because you first of all loved us. These hands that are up, whatsoever is their desire, physical, material, financial, spiritual, Father, meet every one of us at the very point of our needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where the enemy comes in like a flood, whether in the daytime or in the nighttime, when we are sleeping or when we are awake, or that the rainfall or sunshine, Lord, you promise you will raise a standard. May you raise a standard always. Give to every one of us according to what you have ordained unto us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Put the devil to shame in the lives of each and every one of us. Put the devil to shame in our business. Put him to shame in our work. put into shame in our academics, put into shame in our homes, put into shame in everything that concerns us. May that be exalted, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Take all the glory, take all the honor, take all the praises, take all the adoration. It's our prayers, Lord. In the name of our Master and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you, church. I say God bless you. Abraham bless his man. Hallelujah. Abraham bless his man.